The Office of the Commissioner of Insurance released rate filings showing average premium increases in 8 large cities for young people, the middle-aged, and 63-year-olds. A written statement from the commissioner's office noted health insurance cost comparisons are difficult, yet state officials predict premiums will increase for most consumers. However, the rates do not take into account federal subsidies. Those tax credits will reduce the bill for as many as half those who buy insurance online through the newly created exchange. In addition to subsidies, the Affordable Care Act also changes insurance rules to the benefit of consumers. Robert Craig is executive director for Citizen Action of Wisconsin.
So this is insurance rates for everyone getting coverage no matter what, not just healthy people. They're considered a good risk by the insurance industry.
The Walker administration has been criticized publicly for its late release of data on insurance rates by former Democratic Congressman Steve Kagan in a recent op-ed piece. Governor Walker denied dragging his feet and making price information available for those buying coverage on the individual market.
The timing of this has been set up so that once the rollout happens, it's done in a way where everybody's, or as much as possible, people are on the same page.
Governor Walker sued unsuccessfully to stop the Affordable Care Act and refused federal money to expand Medicaid. States across the country have released varying predictions of premiums under health reform. A recent study by Rand Corporation found many states will see little to no change. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.